Well, some good news now on efforts to save some of our endangered marine life. Researchers from the Monterey Bay Aquarium in the US state of California have found populations of endangered green sea turtles are rising in Pacific coral reefs. This is the first major in-water survey of turtle populations in the Pacific and one of the biggest sea turtle surveys ever carried out. The aquarium's director of science is Carl Van Houten, and he was in charge of this study, which is published in the Open Access Journal PLOS One. Carl, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good day to you all there.
Carl, this study had a look at populations of green and hawksbill sea turtles throughout the US Pacific, including around Hawaii, Guam, and America's Samoa. Both of these turtles are endangered. What exactly did you find?
Well, first of all, this is something that sea turtle biologists like myself have long wanted to see, was a massive in-water survey for turtles in the habitat they live, not nesting surveys of beaches, but getting all the demographics from juveniles to subadults to adults. And what we found was some surprising pockets of very high densities of turtles in remote island areas. But also some encouraging trends in population growth over the last 15 years that corroborate what we've seen on the nesting beaches, but have been over a much broader scale and in some places that really we don't know much about at all.
And how did you do it? Because this was conducted, these surveys were conducted at sea, as you say, not the nesting, the nesting centers on the beaches. So how did you do it?
Well, it's through trial and error, some of our scientists invented in the U.S. government at NOAA Fisheries, invented something called towed diver surveys, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a diver, a scuba diver, on a board attached to a rope, attached to a boat, about 15 meters below the surface, being pulled at a rather slow clip, and writing down on an underwater tablet everything they see, from fish to coral cover to sea turtles.
And what did they see? What did they see? How did they count the population and come to the conclusion that the green sea turtle population, at least, was not just increasing but quite healthy, I think, wasn't it?
Correct. What they did is they write down any time. They basically have segments of a couple hundred meters, and then they turn in their data sheet. And then we did this over 53 islands across from the Western Pacific all the way down to American Samoa. And some remote island areas like Jarvis and Howland and Baker, which many people haven't heard of. And when we added all the numbers up and we ran analyses on them, we saw that in some places there is actually a pretty high density of these sea turtles, up to about 25 turtles in an area the size of a football field.
That's a lot.
It is quite a bit of a lot, yes. But hawksbill turtles still remain incredibly rare. And as their fate is really linked to coral reefs, this isn't much of a surprise to anyone who has studied coral reefs over the past 20 years and seen the massive challenges that they face and the threats that they have from warming to erosion. But hawksbills are tied to those reefs and also had incredible large amount of exploitation historically for their shells. So
yeah,
those numbers are still low, but the green turtles seem to be doing much better.
I want to come to the exploitation and the reason why they're endangered in the first place. But the green sea turtles are doing well in part because ocean temperatures are warming. Is that true?
Well, so what we found is actually when we first tabulate all these survey data, which is a huge effort, and then when we tabulated and run analyses just to describe the turtles are, we came up with what we did. But then we didn't stop there. We did some analyses on what's causing the numbers to be high where they're high and what's causing the numbers to be low where they're low. And what we found is the number one prediction is that there seems to be this optimal thermal window of 27.5 degrees Celsius where the turtle densities seem to peak. And that's regardless of historical exploitation or the productivity of the ecosystem or the cumulative human impacts to the system, like fishing, and it seems that temperature is the main driver. So that window above that, it's kind of like this Goldilocks window, and above that they're less, and below that they're less.
And as temperatures and as oceans are warming due to the changing climate to climate change, is that a problem then? And I mean, obviously, in terms of the hawksbill, it is, because warming oceans are an issue with coral reefs. But generally, is this another threat looming?
Correct. I mean, wherever the waters will be 27.5 degrees, that will still be the thermal window for them. So that will move towards the poles away from the equator. And behind that wave will be a much hotter ocean, which will obviously be non-positive for both hawksbills and greens. But I think for me, having worked on this for a while, it's impressive to see conservation efforts work in places where there's protections to see green turtle populations grow, but to still see threats and problems remain, like for hawksbill turtles.
Okay.
And
just briefly and finally on that, Kyle, the original threat to the green turtles was they were used as a food source. That seems to have got under control, but the hawksbills were wanted for their shells largely. And is that still an issue, is it?
We just published a study on that about a month ago at the journal Science Advances, where we looked at 150 years of tortoiseshell trafficking data. That still remains a problem. It's been illegal for about 40 years, but trafficking of all sorts of wildlife products, from rhino horn to tortoiseshell to illegal trafficking and trade of tuna, still occurs, and that's obviously a geopolitical problem that requires a pretty big effort to address.
All right. Kyle van Houten, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Kyle van Houten is the Director of Science at the Monterey Bay Aquarium in California.